Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Two recent moves by the United States are aimed at implementing Presidential National Security Memorandum No. 2, whose goal is disrupting, degrading, and denying the Iranian government's ability to carry out its lethal and destabilizing actions. The moves are part of President Donald Trump's maximum pressure campaign against the Iranian regime. On March 8th, the United States declined to renew a sanctions waiver that allowed Iraq to purchase Iranian electricity without being subject to U.S. sanctions. 2 days earlier, U.S. State Department spokesperson Tammy Bruce said at a briefing, "We are reviewing all existing sanctions waivers that provide Iran any degree of economic or financial relief, and we are urging the Iraqi government to eliminate its dependence on Iranian sources of energy as soon as possible, and welcome the Iraqi Prime Minister's commitment to achieve energy independence." Critics of the sanctions waivers claim they have made huge sums of money accessible to Iran to fund its proxies, as well as to finance Iran's ballistic missile and nuclear programs. On March 12th, the U.S. Treasury Department announced sanctions against the Foxtrot Network and its leader, Rawa Majid. Primarily based in Sweden, the Foxtrot Network, according to Treasury, is one of the most notorious criminal gangs based in Sweden and has conducted shootings, contract killings, assaults, and other forms of violence. The group is also one of the most prominent drug trafficking organizations in the region. In January 2024, the Foxtrot Network orchestrated an attack on the Israeli embassy in Stockholm, Sweden, on behalf of Iran. Rawa Majid, who leads the gang, has specifically cooperated with the Iranian Ministry of Intelligence and Security. The U.S. has sanctioned the MOIS, one of Iran's most feared institutions, under multiple authorities. Iran's brazen use of transnational criminal organizations and narcotics traffickers underscores the regime's attempt to achieve its aims through any means, with no regard for the cost to communities across Europe, said Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent in a statement. Treasury, alongside our U.S. government and international partners, will continue to hold accountable those who seek to further Iran's thuggish and destabilizing agenda.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.